בוקר טוב רבותיי, good morning, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת אמור לכהנים. Towards the end of this week's parasha, we find a very disturbing incident that there, if you remember, the Ben Ha'isha Yisraelit, the son of the Egyptian man and the Jewish woman, got into a dispute over inheritance with another Jew, and finally got so heated that what did he do? He cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was eventually put to death. He blasphemed, which we call Mecharefum Gadif. Now there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem He. The Gemara says that if a person curses Hashem, it's like he's kofir ba'ikar. It's like he completely denies the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person like that, at the end of the day, this guy was Jewish, he stood at Har Sinai, how does a person like that come to such low levels of cursing God? How does that work? The Gemara says in general, Shabbat Daf Kufei, when the Yetzer Hara tries to get a person to do terrible, terrible sins, how does the Yetzer Hara work? Slowly, slowly but surely. Tells him to do one thing, another thing, and after a while it tells him, okay, go do Avodah Zarah. Go. Over here, this guy in one fell swoop, he was kofir ba'ikar. He cursed Hashem. How did the Yetzer Hara get him to transgress this avera so quickly? It's a little hard to understand, no? Now, it's interesting that in the Perush of Ba'alei HaTosafot, Da'at Zekanim Ba'alei HaTosafot, on this Pasuk, it says, Vehu ben ish mitzri, he was the son of an Egyptian man. The Da'at Zekanim says, Hu garam lo shibirech et Hashem. What caused him to curse Hashem was the fact that he descended from an Egyptian man. He says, why? Shederkan shel mitzrim levazot et Hashem. It is the way of the Egyptians to denigrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kmo she'amar Par'o, just as Par'o told Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yada'ati et Hashem. And says the Da'at Zekanim that as a result of him descending from the Egyptians, he came to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, ma'anyen meod, because, hare, think about it for a second. What do you expect so much? Obviously, Par'o was Rasha. But he grew up amidst, and he was a sorcerer with all of the Avodah Zarah. What do you expect a person like Par'o to say when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to him in the name of God, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, and he commands him to send out Am Yisrael? Par'o just spoke his mind. He said, I never heard of him. And, you know, tell you the truth, we shouldn't really expect more from Par'o, because he was a depraved individual, Oved Avodah Zarah, never heard the name of Hashem in his life. What do you want? You're asking him, based on the word of God, to release Am Yisrael and to allow them to go free. What's pshat? And then what? We say, this Ben Isha Yisraelit, saying, oh, the same thing. What are you talking about? He's a Jew who left Mitzrayim, who stood at Har Sinai, who saw all of the nisim and niflaot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for Am Yisrael. They're saying, yeah, you know what? Just like Par'o, that's where he got this thing that he cursed Hashem. What in the world is the comparison? Why this guy we expect so much more from? Why is it so egregious what Par'o said? It's very interesting. The Sichot Musa, Agon Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zechet Tzadik Levercha, says a very, very powerful word. It says, there's a Gemara in Masichet Pesachim Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, if a person becomes angry, even if it was decreed from heaven that he should be exalted, that he should be a king even, he's taken down. It's taken away from him. How do we know? From David HaMelech's older brother Eliyav, oldest brother. What does the Torah say? What does the Navi say? Sheneimar v'yichar af Eliyav b'David. D'ba'o Eliyav ketiv ki me'aspihu. Rashi explains that David HaMelech originally wasn't supposed to be king. Who was supposed to be king? Yes, one of Yishai's sons, his oldest son, Eliyahu. But what happened that it was taken away from him? The Navi says that one time, when David HaMelech came to the battlefield, Eliyahu got angry at him for being there. And what happened at that moment? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you got angry, you lost your kingdom. And it was taken away from him and given to David HaMelech. He was supposed to be the king. And as a result of his anger, Hashem took it away. Now, it's interesting. In general, we know that Chazan teach us, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Tzayin, The Gemara says, "Ein danim et ha'adam ela lefi ma'asav shel ota sha'a." In general, we only judge a person based on how he's acting at that moment, not what he did, not what he will do. Right? How do we know that from Yishmael? That when Yishmael was dying, Malachim came and said, "What? Kill him! He was a rasha. His children are going to be rasha'im." What did Hashem tell the Malachim? What's he now? Right now, is he rasha or tzaddik? The Malachim said, "Right now, is it tzaddik?" Hashem says, "It doesn't interest me what's going to happen with his children or how he was. If right now he's a tzaddik, I'm going to save him." That's exactly what happened. Hashem allowed Yishmael to live because he judged him based on that moment. At the time that Eliyav, now based on the chronology of the events, the Sichot Musar points out that Eliyav only got angry later, at a later time than when he was chosen to become king. So at that moment when he was originally chosen to become king, he hadn't become angry yet. So why is it that Be'emet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him like that? Says the Sichot Musar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already understood that Eliyav had these underpinnings of anger in him that would inhibit him from properly functioning as a king. And Hashem therefore said, he's not ra'ui. Why? Because when a person has these netiyot, a person has these tendencies towards bad midot, eventually they come out, they come to fruition. Explains the Sichot Musa based on the Ramban. There's a pasuk in Parashat Nitzavim where the Torah says, "Pen yesh bachim shoresh pore rosh vila'ana," lest you have in you a shoresh, a bad root, a bitter root. Explains the Ramban, "Pen yesh bachim shoresh ra sheifre v'yisge uv'yamim abayim yotzi prachim ra'im v'yatzmiach merorot v'ze al she'enenu po hayom ki ha'av shoresh v'ha'ben netzel mish." Which means, Rabotai, when you plant a bitter herb or when you plant a sick tree, it's not going to flourish, it's not going to blossom right away into that bitter herb. You plant it today, it only comes out in a while from now. If the father has bad tendencies to him, it's not going to come out right away. Even if he wasn't a bad person, but he has bad tendencies, when are we going to see these bad tendencies emerge? In his children, his grandchildren, his descendants. That's the way it works. That's exactly what Baalei HaTosfot says about this half Jewish, half Egyptian kid. How did it come out so hard, so fast? You know why? Because since he was a descendant of the Mitzrayim had this disdain for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that moment, since he was a descendant from such evil, depraved people, it came out in, even though he was Jewish, those bad midot, those tendencies, that disdain for God that went in a machloket, what do you have to drag a Kadosh Baruch Hu into it? If you have a machloket with this guy, what do you have to curse Hashem? Because he had it in his DNA from his ancestors. That's the way it works every time. We have to make sure to perfect our own midot for ourselves, of course, but not only for ourselves, because if we don't perfect our midot, it's not only going to impact us, it's going to impact all the generations that ever come out of us. You know that? And all the bad midot that we have came from those originally who didn't perfect their midot. That's the way midot work. It's embedded, and it works. If this is the way it works for bad midot, you better believe that it works even more for good midot. If we have good midot, we love to learn, we love to pray, we love to give tzedakot. All the midot ha-tovot, where does that come from? Also, from our ancestors who worked on themselves for that, who were mosen nefesh for that, because all of a person's tendencies, hen letov hen mutav, get embedded in his spiritual DNA and get passed on for the generations to come. That's the way it works, Rabbi Yisrael. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Shabbat shalom borach. Use the Shabbat, especially during Sfirat HaOmer. I'm speaking to myself specifically. Pirkei Avot, Limud HaMusar, perfecting the midot, making sure that we leave over good terrain for the generations to come, to till the ground and actually grow beneficial things. Bezat Hashem. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom.
You know, we said that.